It's January. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Steve Jones, co-author of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
It's a couple days past the new year, and we're up in Gregory Canyon testing out the snow. We're standing about knee-deep in nice, soft, fresh snow and enjoying the quiet that comes after a big snow in Boulder. People wonder how unusual this past December was in terms of Boulder weather. The Solstice Eve blizzard dumped 26 inches over 24 hours, making it the fourth biggest snowstorm we've ever had. But when you look through the weather records over time, it's amazing what you see is a wonderful consistency in our weather, punctuated by these dramatic events. So far this decade, we've averaged 81 inches of snow per year. The long-term Boulder average is 80 inches. We've averaged 19 inches of precipitation per year. The long-term average is 19 inches. But there's one area where there is a difference. This past year was 1.3 degrees warmer than the long-term Boulder average. That doesn't sound like much, but it's a lot when you look at the long-term statistics. It's a big difference. And we'll only have to wait and see here over the next couple of decades how global warming affects the rest of our weather. Will it make it even more changeable? Will it make it drier? We're not sure, but something's going to change. Oh, did you hear that? That was a hairy woodpecker, that peak sound, that high-pitched peak. There's a tendency to think of whatever weather occurs as some kind of disaster. Like it's a drought, what are we going to do? It's a big snowstorm, what's going to happen? And we wonder about how the animals are going to fare with all this snow on the ground. Actually, for some of them, it's a benefit. For the mice and shrews and weasels and voles that live under the snowpack in what's called the subnivean community, they like this snow because it keeps them warm. Down there, there's a narrow layer of air trapped between the snow and the ground where these small mammals live, and it's about 35 degrees there all winter. There's all sorts of food. There are funguses, green leafy plants growing under the snowpack, lots of insects. In fact, some shrews have to eat twice their body weight every day throughout the winter, so you know they're finding something under there, and the weasels are chasing them. There's this whole ecosystem under the snow. As for animals that live on top of the snow, we could have sympathy for mule deer. They have to expend so much energy moving through the snow, and then they're much more vulnerable to predation by mountain lions and domestic dogs. This would be a really good time to keep your dog on a leash if you're hiking near deer, because the deer are quite vulnerable. But for wildlife as a whole, including us as wild species, the snow is a blessing, like every part of Boulder's variable weather system. It's a blessing that brings green grass and green wildflowers and promises another beautiful spring.
Steve Jones is co-author of the Colorado Nature Almanac and the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie.